Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You just heard some rock cracking, and we got some great stories to talk about in this hot July week. Glad to have you. New listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and we're heard right here on webtalkradio.net. That's www.webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. Great to have you for this week because we're talking about a war on the other side of the world, the Middle East, chaos, Israel, Hamas, and Gaza, missiles firing, and it has gotten on the edge of ugliness, and there are many deaths already. What's going on? We talked about Jerusalem back 3 or 4 months ago. I was there, did some street side interviews. And we're going to dig in that issue today on the second half of the show. Before we get there, I've got to tell you some more about the immigration issue. And there's some stories I want to tell you. I got some stories we've looked up for this audience, for you. And we're going to introduce those stories to you. And guess what? We got our majority leader, head of the United States Senate. And I'm going to play something he said. So stay tuned for that. And before we leave the show, at the end, I do want to go have time to tell you about a chicken story in the United States Senate race. And I won't tell you what state, but a chicken has been introduced in one of the tight races of the country. And you got to hear this chicken story. I used to tell stories to my kids called the chicken with the rubber boots. And this is a story. This chicken's got more than a rubber boot. He's kicking some rear end of one of these candidates. So I'm going to tell you about this chicken story. Don't miss that at the end of the show. And for those who are keeping up with the Mississippi Republican primary Senate race, crazy. Is it getting over with? I'll give you a short detail of that right at the very end. So great show for you to listen to. Tell your friends and neighbors. That's why we're growing. And we appreciate the audience. Appreciate your emails. Like us on Facebook. And you'll see some things there on Facebook we can't get on to the show. So go to Facebook, Rock Splitting Politics. Like us. And now, let me tell you about some of the immigration things we couldn't get to last week. One thing I want you to know right here, right now, I want you to hear something our Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had to say about our border. Take a listen to this.
The border is secure. The border is secure.
Are you sure, Senator Reid? Senator Reid, I'm not sure if I heard you right. Are you sure what you just said? I'd like to make sure, give you a chance. Are you really sure a border is secured?
The border is secure.
Well, Majority Leader Reid, how can our border be secure and tens of thousands of underage children are coming across our border? Tens of thousands. We know over 100,000 now. And you just said that you think the border is secure. Would you change your answer when you know tens of thousands of illegal aliens are coming across the border? Some and many unaccompanied by adults. What do you say about our border now, Senator Reid?
The border is secure.
Well, Senator, I disagree with you. If the border is secure, we wouldn't have tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors coming across, other illegal adults that are coming across the border. You know, the lyrics of an old song, an old Bob Dylan tune. This reminds me what Harry Reid saying, the border is secure. Take a listen to this old a few words from the old Bob Dylan of 1963. Take a listen to this. A hard rain's gonna fall. It's coming. It's coming, folks. It's already here, I believe. The hard rain falling, and these leaders like Harry Reid, our president, cannot hear the hard rain falling. But Bob Dylan sings it well. Take a listen.
I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Senator Reid, have you changed your mind? What do you think about the security of our border right now?
The border is secure.
Well, Senator Reid, once again, I disagree with you, but I'm going to tell our listeners some facts, some quotes that you may not have heard about, some quotes coming from different people put together by John Hawkins on townhall.com last week. But listen to some of these facts. First fact, could legalizing an estimated 11 million illegal aliens tip our precarious national finances into insolvency? This is from Jim Robb. And he says that Robert Rector, who works on such problems at the Heritage Foundation, said, quote, granting amnesty or legal status to illegals would generate costs in Medicare and Social Security alone of $2.5 trillion above any taxes paid in. Trillion with a T. Another thing, have you thought about this? Quote, 57% of all households that are led by an immigrant, legal or illegal, are enrolled in at least one welfare program. That's from Michael Snyder. Did you know that? So do we need hundreds of thousands of new illegal immigrants coming in across the border every month? Another statistic. According to the California Hospital Association, healthcare for illegal aliens is costing state taxpayers well over $1 billion a year. And 84 hospitals across California have already been forced to close because of unpaid bills by illegal aliens. That's from Ann Coulter. Something else you may not know. While harrying and stalling the Tea Party group seeking nonprofit status, the Internal Revenue Service mailed 4.2 billion, that's with a B, billion in child credit checks to undocumented immigrants. Critics say mid-level IRS bureaucrats continue to abuse the additional child tax credit program and by dispensing $1,000 checks to families in the country illegally. And that's from watchdog.org. Contrary to President Obama's claims of record deportations, John Sandwig, the director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, admits ICE deported only 134,000 illegal immigrants from the country's interior in 2012. That figure is down 40% since 2009 when Obama took office. It represents just 0.2% of the estimated 11.7 million illegals in the United States. That's from Kenrick Ward. Are you getting some of the statistics? Jeff Sessions said, as Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama said, quote, at least 99.92% of illegal immigrants and visa overstays without known crimes on their records did not face removal. We are a land of laws with our authorities living in lawlessness, producing lawlessness. That's what Doc Holliday is saying about these things. I could go on and on. And you can go back and read that article from John Hawkins and townhall.com, and it gives you some more quotes. But it's very important for you to understand these illegal aliens, and you can call them undocumented workers, you can call them whatever, but if we don't get a handle of who's in our country and don't get the border secure, how in the world are we going to survive as an American nation? We can't even feed the people we have and give them medical care. And with this president wanting $3.7 billion to take care of this problem when they was pointed out to him by a couple of senators or Republicans that they could spend $10 to $15 million and buy plane tickets. $10 to $15 million. Not even unbelievable. Just not even a tenth of what he's wanting to spend. Could just buy plane tickets. It's probably just a fifth of what President Barack Obama is requesting. So much needs to be looked into in this business on our southern border, the United States southern border. Our president made an oath when he took his oath of office to protect and defend, and he's not protecting the borders. Again, once again, what do you think about this, Senator Harry Reid?
The border is secure.
And that's our majority leader. He says the border is secure. How can that be? Is it just the Democrats, the people in charge, this administration? They want to tickle the ears of the low information voters and make them think everything's hunky-dory. They will not let cameras, reporters, authorities enter into these concentration camps. Excuse me, maybe they're not concentration camps, but when you close off any kind of camp to society, you won't let reporters in, you won't let anybody in. Healthcare workers are given a gag order. They could be put in jail or fired if they say anything. This is America? Is this the hope and change? Is this the transformation? I'm afraid it is. Get used to concentration camps. We're seeing it, folks. You say that's too harsh, Doc Holliday. Well, you let the reporters go in, let people go in, let them see what's going on, and by golly, let's get some airplanes loaded up and help these people, these young children, get back to their moms and dads. Wow. The more we keep and bus them in to the interior of the United States and get them lawyered up and get everything and get them documented, get everybody documented one by one by one by one, as the border agents come off the border to help do all the paperwork, more and more illegal immigrants are flooding across the border. Flooding across the border, and chaos is ensuing. And you heard Harry Reid, he's so far away from the problem, says the border's secure, and we got a nation that's going underwater financially. We are so far in debt, over $17 trillion, this president, because of his inaction, because of the seeds planted by this administration. There's chaos on the southern border. He's putting his head in the sand, playing poo in Colorado when he should be working on this and working with people who have brains, because obviously his brain was not thinking on this problem. So please, President Obama, don't give us your idea. You've done that. Let somebody that knows how to make this thing work. And let's get our country back on its feet. And let's secure the borders. Let's secure the borders. Wow. We need more and more time on this. But we got to get ready. We got to talk about the chaos in the Middle East. Chaos domestically. Chaos internationally. Oh, me. The world is coming unglued. Or it's just because we're leading from behind. America is leading from behind. And this is what happens around the world and in the Middle East. We got to get to that. First, let me remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. This is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. We're glad to have you and let you know we're more than just an internet radio show. We got a book called Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order it. If you don't have your copy, order it today. Go to my website. Go right there on the front page, homepage right there of this show. And you can punch on website, and I'll take you to my website page, and there you can order this book, the Rock Splitting Politics, other conservative books, and books I've written, and a couple of them getting close to being out of print, and I don't know if we'll get them printed again. So if you want yours, you better get a copy pretty soon. Now listen, there's a lot going on in politics, and we, in a couple of shows in the past, we've dug into the primaries and spelled out some of the elections coming up. And we're going to do that again in the future. Now that we're getting closer to the general elections, we're going to delve into those in the coming weeks. So stay tuned with us. We got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire to cook up and give you some insights you won't hear anywhere else. And that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now it's time to get into this week's major topic, chaos in the Middle East. And it's not just Israel and Gaza. There's a lot to talk about. Is the devil been turned loose? Well, take a listen to this, and then we'll get right into the subject.
Nature rocks my age. Oh, yeah. I walk the glee while you keep and queens for the ten decades. For the God they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? Well, after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Well, for all you 60s music lovers, and for those too young to understand, that was the Rolling Stones singing Sympathy for the Devil. Well, there's no sympathy for the devil last week because the fury of the devil has been unleashed in the Middle East. Look at Israel. Look at Gaza. Egypt tried to broker some kind of peace settlement. But week after week, the Hamas, the terrorists in Gaza, have been shooting missiles into Israel. And they kept increasing. And increasing. You know, go back to our March radio shows, March and April, and we did some shows about the Middle East. And I was in Jerusalem. I went through some on the West Bank. I went through different parts of Israel. And Doc Holliday was there at many of the sites that are known throughout the world. But I heard people tell about the missiles coming into southern Israel. Even while I was there, they fired missiles into southern Israel, and it's been an ongoing and ongoing. And then all of a sudden, Hamas starts unleashing 50 missiles and more. The Iron Dome network. And if you're not familiar with the Iron Dome, but that's when the Israelis took some of the American technology, going back to the, quote, Star Wars program of the Reagan administration that was souped up and made more superior by the Israelis, and now they call it the Iron Dome, where they shoot most of these rockets down. They don't go after every rocket. The computer determines if the rocket's going to go into a civilian a place that could cause damage, and then it will try to shoot the missile out of the air, and those are going harmless into a desert where there's no population. They let them go. But still, it's not 100% effective. And one of the things that Israel has the right to do is to defend itself, and why there's no news coverage around the world about the rockets going into Israel. Sure enough, as soon as Israel gives a response, then it's like the Israelis are killing the poor Palestinians. Well, the Palestinians are poor, and they're there next to the missile launching sites because that's where the terrorists put them. They put them near the schools. They put these missile launching sites near populations. And then that's where we get a big discrepancy in Israelis killed to Palestinians killed. Well, what we're seeing is something that has been brewing for months. And even I was thinking when I was going in March, you heard people talk about another enfatada. You heard people talking about, you know, when will this time of peace break into something else, and finally it has. Now, as we record this, Israel started the ground operation, bringing ground troops into Gaza, and Hamas says Israel will pay a price. So I don't know what has happened between when this show is recorded and when this show is going on the air, but the last week, you have to understand, wars and rumors of wars all over the Middle East. What happens is Iran still building a bomb. You know what? We talked about, go back 6 months earlier, and we talked about the Iran deal with this administration and others that gave Iran something like $8 billion that had been frozen, gave it to them immediately without anything other than a promise to keep working toward an agreement for 6 more months. And guess what? As we record this show, it doesn't look like Iran has made an agreement that is satisfactory to America and its allies about their nuclear program. But they still got the $8 billion from this administration. So they won by not doing anything. They were given money by this administration, allowed access to $8 billion, and it doesn't look like we're going to get diddly squat. And more you look at this administration, and there's two words that I just said. It reminds me of this administration, diddly squat. The diddly squat administration. You heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You have my permission to use that anywhere and say it's the diddly squat administration. Diddly squat. It just, when you look at the characters of this administration and what they have done, leading from behind, they've planted seeds. When Hillary Clinton talks about her time in the Secretary of State's office, you have to look at this world and see the chaos and mess that's going around and say the seeds were planted with Hillary Clinton's permission around the world for the chaos we're seeing today. Give me an example. Well, Doc Holliday's got one right here. What happened when Iran was begging to get a regime change when President Obama was first in office? Iran, the citizens were going around for freedom. The young lady who was killed and died from the gunshot wound on the street. And they were crying out for America to say something, support them, say America would help the freedom-loving people in Iran. And this administration and this president kept their mouths shut. That was not a regime change they were willing to risk. But guess what? Wasn't long after, then regime change was wanting to be had in Egypt. And guess what? This president, this administration, who, like him or not, Mubarak, who was the president of Egypt, had been a friend of the United States, and Obama put him under the bus and ran over him. And in the chaos that we now know in Egypt, they went to Muslim Brotherhood being in charge, and over 30 million people came out to march against Morsi, and now it's under military rule. A new leader, president's been elected in Egypt. But these seeds were planted by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That's just one example. What's happening in China? What's happening in Russia? When this president showed weakness and he gave almost a go-ahead to powers around the world saying America will diminish its footprint. We're not talking about a carbon footprint. We're talking about giving stability and strength and backing our allies. And Russia saw weakness and it went after the Crimea, and the Crimean Peninsula was taken, stolen right out from under the world's eyes. Not a thing, not a cost was had for stealing the Crimean Peninsula, and now the Ukraine is under attack. And we've, again, as we are airing the show, there's been an airliner, a Malaysian airliner, 298 innocent civilians shot down out of the skies of the Ukraine. They haven't pinpointed blame, but at this point, it looks like a heat-seeking missile went after the civilian aircraft and brought it down. Was this Russian technology? Well, they're having to sort that out. But my friends, the Middle East, the world, chaos, seeds planted by Hillary Clinton and this administration leading from behind. They went after. What did they go after? They went after Gaddafi in Libya. They helped get rid of Gaddafi and celebrated that. This was a war that was not even presented to Congress. Money was spent. Congress was not notified. Congress was not put in place to ask about it. Soldiers were put in positions of war and ships, and never did a president come to Congress. It was his own war, his own doing. And then the Libyan embassy didn't need to say more what happened at Benghazi. Seeds of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were planted, and we saw the rotten fruit that came of that. And it's still stinking in Libya. It's a mess that President Obama helped create, and he talks all day long about the chaos of Iraq and blaming it on George W. Bush, and then he talks nothing of the stink of Libya. He talks nothing of years of saying Assad was going down, he would lose power, and then he blinked. And when he said he'd draw a red line, he didn't back it up. He just gave the Russian president, Putin, the power to come in and help get rid of chemical weapons in Syria. It looked like the old Soviet Union-style leader, Mr. Putin, acting as president of Russia, all of a sudden emerged on the world stage stronger. And guess who's still in power in Syria? Assad, who President Obama and his administration said they would help, and he was on his way out 3 or 4 years ago. And now Assad is more powerful than ever. And not only that, in the territory he does not control, we have the most jihadist group, ISIS, ISIS, the Islamic Republic of Syria, the Islamic Republic of Iraq. And together they've conquered hundreds of square miles, and they've broken in and taken over equipment, American equipment. They're parading it around and using it to increase the boundaries of the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq. And it's not the chaos, the seeds planted by the lack of this administration's leadership, leading from behind. And so what does it mean for the Middle East? What does it mean for the region? And so many people say, is Iran building a bomb? What happens when the Taliban and others gain more power in Pakistan? You can forget about Iran. Pakistan has the ability to hit Israel right now. Nobody talks about it, but I'll tell you about it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because you'll hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. Where in the world, in the print media, in TV, in documentaries, have you heard people talk about the worrying about the Islamic, the militants and Taliban of Pakistan somehow one day getting a hold of the bomb? Then would Israel be in danger? Probably more danger than they are if Iran gets the bomb. But nobody talks about that. But you got to take it all in context. And we do here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. The world is in crisis. The world is in disarray. And they need a strong American plan of leadership. That doesn't mean we put troops everywhere, but you back your allies, you make strong, forceful impressions, and then you back up what you say. You have to back up what you say, or you're laughed at. Oh my goodness, are we being laughed at now? Is America being mocked in the Middle East? You tell me, go to the man on the street, go to a woman on the street. Do they respect America? And President Obama said that America had no respect under George W. Bush. He came back and said, we're going to change that. And now, are we more respected or are we mocked? Well, I think you see the answer, because this administration, is the word scattered brain better or diddly squat? I think it's the tie on that one. Wow. Got so much to talk about. And we can't get it all in. You can go to my Facebook page, go to Rock Splitting Politics. Like us on Facebook. We'll try to put some articles in there. We can't get everything in today's show. I did tell you about one of the things that I do have to tell you about is last week, one of the most bizarre things happened in this race. I told you we were talking about different races. In the Senate race, we had Braley is the Democrat that's run against Joni Ernst. That's the Republican nominee now, and they got a little ad. Take a listen to this.
We all know how Washington politician Bruce Braley compared his female opponent to a chick. Now he's taken his war on chicks too far. After a chicken crossed into his Iowa vacation property, Braley threatened to sue his neighborhood. A true Iowan would have just talked to his neighbors, but not trial lawyer Bruce Braley.
You might have a farmer from Iowa who never went to law school serving as the next chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Why did the chicken cross into Bruce Braley's property? It might just be coming home to roost.
And for those who don't know Braley's voice, it was his voice in a commercial talking about Senator Grassley being a farmer could be the appropriations chair. A farmer. He's making fun of farmers and trying to run to be the United States Senator from Iowa, making fun of women. And now, and it's a true story. This guy is running for the Democratic Party for the United States Senate in Iowa, tried to sue his neighbor for chickens coming onto his property. I've heard some chicken tales before and some chicken feed tales. And I told you I used to tell some chicken in a rubber boot stories to my children. But that's a funny story, and it's so true. I hope that Iowa will no longer be blue when it comes to the United States Senator. Make it all red. Vote for Joni Ernst right there in Iowa, and support her, because we sure don't need somebody that doesn't like chickens as a senator from Iowa. This is Doc Holliday reminding you there is an update in the Mississippi Republican Senate race. There's still a lot of disharmony in the state of Mississippi, GOP. But we were all waiting to hear about a press conference last week from the Senate candidate, Chris McDaniel, who promised to show us all the facts of why he need to file a petition to overturn the election. But we didn't see that. We heard promises of more, but we didn't see any hard evidence. So I don't know how that's going to end up. I don't know if it's going to end up with a lawsuit or if he decides to concede and move on in life. But we'll keep you updated right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I will say this. We who have chosen to work and fight for liberty and justice around this country, I'll call it the Coalition of Freedom Fighters. If for political freedom, we must be together on a page to defeat those who have turned away from liberty. This country is losing liberty. We see it with the Affordable Care Act. It is unaffordable and uncaring. We've seen it with that. We've seen it with the chaos going on around the world, the chaos going on our southern border. This is why we've got to get together, put our differences behind us, work together. This November, a huge message must go out across America that we do not like losing our liberty. We're Americans. Freedom runs through our blood, the DNA of what we are made of. We're ready to stand up and say we've had enough of losing our country. And it's you and me working together across the country, in Mississippi, in New York, in Michigan, in Iowa, in California, in Washington State, and Washington, D.C. We need to work together. If you're Florida or Connecticut, if you're Minnesota or Texas, we can bind ourselves together and make a statement in November that this nation is going down the wrong course. We're going in the wrong direction. And we must work together, put aside the differences, and stand up for freedom. Get behind this party. Some are scared to give more power to the Republican Party. I say, look at the world. Look at the chaos that's going on in Israel. Look at the chaos in the Ukraine. Look at the chaos on the southern border. Look at the chaos of your pocketbook and what you're paying from insurance premiums. If you can find insurance, if you're getting a letter like I did saying my insurance will stop in November of 2014, then get mad and get out there and do something about it. Register to vote. Get your friends and neighbors to vote. Hold your nose if you have to, but let the Democratic Party and this Democratic president know we're on the wrong course. We must turn it around, and it's up to you and me and working together. So let's get it together and make a difference starting now. I'll see you next week. God bless.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.